Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
The goldenrods are starting to put on their annual floral show. Much as the pasque flowers in bloom serve as harbingers of spring, the goldenrods are harbingers of fall. They're telling us that the days of summer are numbered and fall is fast approaching. There are somewhere around 10 species of goldenrods native to North Dakota. Canada goldenrod is probably the most commonly observed goldenrod. It grows to around 2 to 3 feet tall and produces a pyramid-shaped inflorescence. Look for it in low prairie, road ditches, and similar sites across the state. Stiff goldenrod is also quite common and widespread. It's a little shorter than Canada goldenrod and produces a flat-topped inflorescence, which is quite distinctive. A couple other shorter species, Missouri goldenrod and gray goldenrod, are frequently observed in upland prairie. Consider getting out and walking through some natural areas and taking a closer look at the goldenrods and other wildflowers. And when you encounter a goldenrod, particularly stiff goldenrod, look closely in the flowers for ambush bugs. They're some mean-looking dudes. To say they're interesting insects would be an understatement. Ambush bugs are around a half inch long. Their coloration is variable, but often mottled with pale yellows, greens, and/or browns. And they have a strange shape with massive front legs, think Arnold Schwarzenegger's biceps, which are used to catch prey. Ambush bugs are well camouflaged in amongst the yellow flowers of goldenrods. So as their common name implies, they often are observed hiding amongst the goldenrod flowers, waiting to ambush a smaller unsuspecting insect, such as a fly or small bee. Once caught, the ambush bug then injects its victim with a paralyzing substance and enzymes that liquefy the internal organs. It then sucks out the liquid contents of its victim. All that's left is an empty exoskeleton. I've put links to more information on goldenrods and ambush bugs, including a video of ambush bugs, along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.